This is The View Beyond Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto.
Terry, when the season ended, we kind of said this is going to happen with the Indians, and it has. They're getting rid of pretty much all of their free agents and making some other trades as well. What is the team doing?
So if you look at it, they traded Yan Gomes. That was $7 million for some prospects. Then they made this very complicated deal involving Edwin Encarnacion. And who did he get back?
Carlos Santana.
Right, a one-year hiatus to Philadelphia. So it gets confusing, but I'll just put the math this way. For 1 year of Edwin Encarnacion, the Indians will be able to pay Carlos Santana for 2 years plus $4 million
more. Really?
So in other words, Encarnacion was going to get $25 million in 2019. Carlos, over the next 2 years, is owed $29 million. So in the Indians' mind, this is a bargain. And Terry Francona and Chris Antonetti have always loved Carlos.
Okay.
Plays every day, switch hitter. You know, of course, fans, you know this. Like, and Carlos, if you do this, play this fantasy baseball, don't pick him up until June.
Right, because he starts cold.
He starts cold. Actually, Edwin did too, but yeah. He really starts cold. And he did it in Philadelphia, and he'll probably do it here, and he'll probably end up hitting about 20 to 25 homers, and he'll drive in 80 to 90 runs and hit around 230, and that's what he'll do. Now, there was a second part of that deal where they traded Yandy Diaz, one of my favorites, to Tampa Bay Rays, and they got this guy named Jake Bowers. Now, this is a little more interesting because there was some money involved, but this is not a money deal. The whole Edwin Carlos Santana, that was a lot about cash. This is two very smart organizations looking at two young players and kind of putting their chips down in different spots of the board. Jake Bowers, considered a top 50 prospect in baseball going into last year, only 22 years old, one of the top 10 prospects in the Tampa Bay organization. Yandy Diaz, actually not as highly regarded nationally, but I think Cleveland fans know, and I've always been intrigued by him. You know, a lifetime 320 hitter in AAA. Mm. Actually, even with the Indians, a little bit he played, he hit around 280. Tampa Bay said, we'd rather have that guy. And the Indians said, we'd rather have Bowers. So this will be one to watch. The Indians think Bowers, who struggled last year, but he came up at the age of 22. He only hit like 210. They think if you put him at first base, he would be pretty good. Or he may have to start in the minors, but they think he's going to be better, you know, in the long run. Yandy Diaz is 27. And so this is what he is. You know, the knock on him is he didn't hit for much power. See, I think he'll be a 300 hitter. You just play him. But I think the Indians think that they see Bowers as a better defender, be it in the outfield or at first. Yandy actually is sort of an okay third baseman, but that's it. And they think this guy's going to hit for some power as he gets older. Just like I remember when Michael Brantley came up in his early 20s.
Right.
Amanda, all he did was hit soft singles up the middle into left field. He hardly ever pulled the ball or anything. You had to wait for him to develop.
Speaking of Michael Brantley, not a surprise that he's gone, but what a contract to go to Houston.
2 years and
32 million.
Yeah, 16 a year. Well, I heard his price that he fired out there was he wanted 3 years between 45 and 50. So I heard that. I mean, the Indians knew he was gone. And they love Michael Brantley. The reason Michael didn't even get 3 years is people are very worried about what happens with Michael Brantley.
Yeah, he has had a slew of injuries.
Yeah, surgeries too.
Surgeries,
you know,
right.
Shoulder surgery. So he goes to Houston. The Indians are still shopping for an outfield. But in the meantime, by the way, there's another salary dump that, like, it came in like late Friday night. Yonder Alonso got shipped to the White Sox for a very marginal prospect, taking $8 million off the payroll there. Yeah, I was talking to an executive from another mid-market team, same kind of size as the Indians. And his team's payroll was in that 80 to 100 million range. I know exactly what it is, but if I said it, then people would be able to there. So there's a few of those teams in there. And he said, I know what we make, and I know what we spend. He says, I've looked into the Indians the last couple of years with those $125 to $130 million payrolls. He says, nobody wants to believe it. They're losing their butt. He says, so I'm not surprised. He said, recently we had a good team, but we then began to fall back a little bit, and we were paying like $120, and they came in one day and said to me, you got to get this thing under $100.
Yeah.
So he did some of this kind of stuff a number of years ago the Indians are doing. And he said, it's painful. And he goes, and this is a good point. He says, do you really think whether it was Chris Antonetti or he mentioned his own name, that we wake up in the morning and say, well, you know what I really want to do? Just whack about $30 million off my payroll.
Yeah.
No GM wants to do that. But it's the reality of a sport that has no what, Amanda?
There's no salary cap.
And this is what you get. As one executive from the Indians told me, he says, well, we still may trade a starter, but it won't be a deal necessarily ruled by money. In other words, suppose they trade Bauer, who's going to make, Trevor Bauer's going to make about, you know, $12 million. Doesn't mean trading for just some prospects that add up to $3 million. Maybe, you know, you get a guy making $8 or $9 million back to play the outfield. So by making some of these other moves, dumping Alonso, dumping Gomes, you know, that, they feel it gives them some, as they call it, flexibility to make some moves. We'll see what comes next. And this person said, now, don't think that the lineup you see now is what's going to be out there, you know, at the end of March when the regular season opens. We're going to do some more. So we'll see what they do.
All right, Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's The View Beyond Pluto with our sports commentator, Terry Pluto. You can hear him each Wednesday morning on WKSU. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz.